When The Wizard of Oz was released in 1939, it was one of the most technologically advanced and creatively elaborate films ever made. When the Cascade Theater decided to put on a stage version of that story, it was a gigantic task to take on. Executive producer Jana Leard.
A close director friend of mine who works up at College of Siskiyous, when I told her we were going to do this, she said, "Wow, do you really know how big of an undertaking that is?" And I thought, "Oh, yeah, I know it'll be big, but I didn't know it was going to be this big." We threw in more technical elements probably than what was needed, but it really does help make the show. And, you know, paying that tribute to the classic film with a stage production, intertwining the two, has really been a fun challenge.
Challenging and expensive. Theater manager Jeff Darling says the cost of putting on a big production like this was huge. The price tag on the costumes, music, and rights was almost $25,000. The cast, if you count Toto, is close to 40. And you should count the little dog. She had to try out for her part just like everybody else.
We had Toto auditions. Over a dozen dogs came out for Toto. And Ebby, whose handlers are Bob and Deanne Magic, she's been there, you know, long hours like we do. And lots of training. She and I have really bonded. And she has a big part. She's not off stage very often. So she has a little dressing room downstairs.
Leard says the elaborate costumes and quick changes in the show require a lot of people crammed into the small spaces backstage.
Even with our cast of 38, we have another dozen to 15 people backstage helping just for sets. And then we have another five to eight people down in the green room just for makeup. But the cast is all doubling up. So if they're not on stage, they're either moving sets or doing makeup. And everybody is working together as a team to make it happen. So there's a good 100 people around there that are making it happen for every show.
Leard says creating an authentic homage to the film with a stage show has been very complex. Remember when you saw The Wizard of Oz, the film, for the very first time, and being blown away when what you thought was a black and white film suddenly turned into Technicolor? Well, the crew wanted to give that same experience to the audience for the stage production. So how did they do it?
The whole first quarter of the first act is in sepia tone. All the costumes are in sepia tone. Everything was purposely designed to convey that black and white feel. And then when you come to Munchkinland, she wakes up, and the whole backdrop is as bright as we can make it. You know, we try to pay attention to every single detail.
Other moments of the production required more than creative costuming and makeup to bring to life. Moments that required the talents of a video and graphics special effects team led by Jefferson Thomas. Thomas learned some of his trade while working as an intern on Tim Burton's film Nightmare Before Christmas, creating effects like sparkles and flames. Audiences will see some of Thomas's special effects every time Glinda the Good Witch arrives in her sparkly pink bubble. A few other moments in the play that the special effects team has been working on since last September include the 25-foot-tall head of the great and powerful Oz, and of course, the tornado. To figure out how to do all of this, Thomas looked back at how effects were created for the 1939 movie.
It was a little daunting at first because, you know, you look at the original Wizard of Oz and there are tons of special effects in that film, things you wouldn't even expect, like there are matte paintings and puppets and, you know, compositing and all this really, really great classical effects work. And I researched how the effects were done, and some of them were... It's just super funny.
But Thomas is pretty reluctant to divulge how he created some of his effects, especially the tornado.
Well, that's kind of a secret, Valerie. That's a top secret. But I set out to make the effects special, and in the true meaning of the sense, special. A lot of effects are done today using fancy 3D software. But I'm really in love with stop motion animation. And kind of wanted to give it a certain texture because we were trying to, you know, give it sort of that old-timey film look.
Thomas's film effects were even used to create opening and closing titles on the big screen to give the impression that a classic movie is truly coming to life on the stage. The Wizard of Oz continues through the weekend at the Cascade Theater. Valerie Ng, JPR News in Reading.